Today, residents of several Boston neighborhoods will vote in a special primary election to fill the Boston City Council seat once held by Chuck Turner, who was ousted after being convicted in October of accepting a bribe. Turner, who is black, portrayed his conviction as racially motivated.
What I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, is that that conviction was rotten.
So, when the Boston City Council moved to expel Turner, all eyes were on the handful of black and Latino councilors to see how they would vote. Ayanna Pressley, the first African-American woman to win a seat on the council, voted to remove Turner. This and other decisions have made her one of the most interesting political figures in Boston, but also one of the most vulnerable. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Ayanna Pressley didn't want to talk about Chuck Turner. She said she wants to move on, after all the audience booed and hissed when she voted to remove him from the council. And she's still feeling the repercussions, which she only spoke about reluctantly.
I was battling bronchitis at the time, and the day after the vote, I was at the doctor's office waiting to be seen, and a family approached me and said that I was a disgrace to the community and that they were ashamed that they had ever told their daughter that I was a role model.
She says many people ask why she didn't just abstain.
I would have thought it cowardly to abstain. He's sort of been the embodiment of make a stand and stand firmly, even when unpopular. And, you know, ultimately I cast the ballot that I did because despite how hard it was, I thought it was the right thing to do in maintaining the integrity of the body, and so as not to imperil my agenda.
And that agenda isn't an easy sell. It's provocative and makes people uncomfortable.
What I want to say is that black and brown girls disproportionately are, you know, have chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Pressley is speaking at a monthly meeting of the Black Ministerial Alliance. About 20 black ministers are in the basement of a church in Roxbury eating eggs and grits. Pressley is wearing her uniform, a black suit, pearls, and stilettos.
And 30% of Boston Public School students have had 3 to 5 partners. So they are having sex. I'm advocating for increased condom availability, not distribution. I would never advocate for condoms in a bowl in a rec room. That would be irresponsible.
Pressley says politicians have warned her against taking on a controversial issue like sex ed during an election year. They also warned her away from certain topics during her campaign.
I was advised by many, some solicited and much of it not, to stop talking about girls, to stop talking about my past, or outright was told, discuss that in rooms of color, but don't talk about that stuff in front of, in other rooms.
And which things?
Don't talk about my history as a survivor of sexual abuse or sexual assault as an adult. It makes a man uncomfortable. Don't talk about politics being your passion but girls being your mission, because that's not a citywide issue that will resonate. You know, broaden your portfolio or white people won't vote for you. I mean, I have to just say that crassly because people said that.
Instead, Pressley developed her own philosophy. She gave the same stump speech no matter what side of town she was on. Everyone heard how she was raised by a single mom, that her father was in prison most of her childhood, or how she dropped out of college to work full-time and support her mother, who had been laid off. It's not just the content that surprised people. It's also Pressley's style.
I want to welcome all of you to Boston City Hall and the City Council Chamber.
Last summer, Pressley held a hearing on street violence. Normally, at a hearing like this, officials would do most of the talking. The city councilors would all make statements, and there would be just a few minutes left for the audience to speak. Pressley turned this formula on its head. She silenced the officials in the room and gave the floor to mothers, grandmothers, and siblings of people killed or injured because of street violence. It lasted 4 hours.
Listening is something we as elected officials, as leaders, sometimes forget to do. We talk, we argue, we debate, we proclaim, but we forget to listen. How can we be effective advocates unless we are actively listening to those we profess to be advocates for?
City Councilor Mike Ross attended the hearing.
I feel that her approach is a little more refreshing, a little more encouraging, and a little more inspiring than my own, even.
The hearing led to some concrete changes. For example, the Boston Medical Center created a space where families could go to grieve in private. That's a big deal since that hospital's emergency room treats most of the city's gunshot victims. But that's not enough for some.
But I'm just waiting for the, you know, the big motions and the, you know, I want the laws.
Michael Ball is a political blogger in Hyde Park. He's followed Presley since the campaign and says she's too focused on big picture problems.
I think she needs to bring it down a little bit and get some of the things done. You know, I think she's very bright and I think she can do these things, but I think she needs to focus more on some goals, bring things to fruition.
Presley is familiar with criticism like this.
People close to me, personally, politically, have expressed frustration that I am not the political animal they wish that I were. I think to be more self-promoting, to be less collaborative, to be less, the word that they would probably use a lot is inclusive.
Presley's political philosophy will be put to the test this fall. Political observers say she's the most vulnerable person on the council. She came in last among the people who won the four citywide seats. And now there's a rumor that former mayoral candidate Michael Flaherty plans to jump into the race and would likely knock her out. If she can win this fall, her backers see her going far, running for mayor or even a U.S. congressional seat. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.